Have you ever gotten the chance to, like walk through a factory
Oh, yeah.
and just been blown away by everything going on, the robots and the conveyor
It's
belts,
pretty wild.
all the synchronized chaos going on? It really makes you think. Well, on today's deep dive, we're going behind the scenes. We're going to explore the brains of the whole operation.
The brains.
Yeah, the industrial PCs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these aren't your everyday laptops or desktops or anything like that.
Right.
We're talking rugged, reliable workhorses
Yeah.
that are built to withstand some pretty crazy stuff.
I can imagine.
The heat, dust, vibrations of a factory floor, you name it. And here's the thing, they're not just controlling the machines, they're shaping the entire future of manufacturing.
Yeah. What we're seeing now is a move beyond just automation. It's really a world of data-driven decision making,
I see.
and industrial PCs are at the heart of it all.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. What exactly is an industrial PC? And how is it different from the computer I'm using right now to record this very deep dive?
Well, think of it this way. Your laptop is great for browsing the internet, writing emails, maybe even streaming a movie or something.
Right.
An industrial PC, on the other hand, is built for a very specific purpose.
What's that?
Controlling machines and processes, and they have to do it all in real time. They're designed to withstand, extreme temperatures, dust vibrations, basically anything a factory environment can throw at them.
So they're kind of like the Chuck Norris of computers.
Yeah, I like that analogy. Tough, reliable, and they just get the job done no matter what. But it's not just about, how durable they are. It's also about the specialized software and hardware.
Gotcha.
They run programs that do all kinds of things.
Oh, wow.
They control robots, monitor sensors, and they analyze data. And again, they do all this in real time.
Hold on. Real time. That sounds like a pretty important concept. What does that actually mean in a factory?
Let's say you have a bottling plant. An industrial PC can adjust the flow of liquid into the bottles,
Oh, wow.
and it does it based on the speed of the conveyor belt. So every bottle gets filled perfectly, all in real time. That kind of precision and responsiveness is just crucial, especially in modern manufacturing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like having a super fast, hyper-focused brain managing every little detail. I
Exactly.
mean, it's incredible. So why are industrial PCs so important right now? What's changed?
I think it's fair to say we're in the middle of a manufacturing revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Companies are demanding more automation. They want more efficiency and more data-driven insights.
Okay.
And industrial PCs are the key to unlocking all of that.
I see. So speaking of data, you mentioned that these PCs are gathering and analyzing all kinds of information.
Right.
So what kind of insights are we talking about?
Think about your smartphone.
Okay.
I mean, that thing seems to know your habits better than you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine that, but for an entire factory.
Oh, wow.
An industrial PC can analyze years of data, and that lets companies do all kinds of things. Like they can predict when a machine might fail.
And that saves them money.
Yeah, saves them tons of money and downtime.
That's great.
But they can also do things like identify bottlenecks in production, optimize their energy consumption, and even help design better products.
So it's like having a crystal ball for your whole factory. I
Exactly.
mean, this all sounds incredibly futuristic. It brings us to the concept of smart factories,
Yeah.
which is a term I've been hearing more and more lately. What does that mean?
It's not just hype. It's really happening.
Oh,
We're
wow.
talking about, highly automated facilities
Right.
where machines can actually communicate with each other.
Wow.
Decisions get made based on, real-time data, and industrial PCs are the brains behind this whole interconnected ecosystem.
So, in a smart factory, could an industrial PC actually, spot a problem
Yeah.
with a machine before it breaks down?
Exactly. It's called predictive maintenance. It's one of the most exciting applications we're seeing right now. Just imagine, sensors are detecting slight vibrations or temperature changes in a machine,
Okay.
which indicate that it might be about to fail. The industrial PC analyzes all this data, and you know what?
What?
It alerts the maintenance crews, and it does it before the machine actually goes offline. So that prevents any costly downtime.
I mean, that's incredible. But beyond efficiency, what other potential do smart factories have?
Well, there's things like customization. In the past, factories were designed for mass production.
Right.
But with smart factories, we can respond to individual customer demands.
Oh, really?
And we can do it in real time.
Wow.
Imagine you order a custom designed product.
Okay.
And then it's manufactured and shipped to you within just a few days.
That's amazing.
All thanks to the intelligence and the flexibility of industrial PCs.
So these unsung heroes,
uh-huh,
they're really changing the game.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder, though, as factories become more and more reliant on all this technology,
mm-hmm,
what happens to the human workforce?
It's a question we can't ignore. Some jobs are inevitably going to become automated.
Yeah.
But new opportunities are also going to emerge.
Like what?
Roles focused on managing, maintaining, and improving these complex systems.
Okay.
I think the future of manufacturing is going to require a workforce that has a lot of skills.
What kinds of skills?
In things like data analysis, robotics, artificial intelligence, you know, things like that.
So it's not just, you know, putting a part A into slot B anymore.
It's a whole different world.
It is. It is. We've come a long way from, you know, simple assembly lines.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Industrial PCs aren't just controlling machines.
Right.
They're shaping the future of manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
Making it smarter, more efficient, and more responsive to our needs. As we move toward a world full of smart factories, it's worth considering, what new skills will we need?
Yeah.
To thrive in this rapidly changing landscape?
That's a good question.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Yeah, it was great.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, great.
Bye.
Bye.